That'll be a final here from Trenton, Georgia, folks. Dade County 42, Chattooga 7. Well, Benton, it's another tough one tonight. I mean, I can't help but just, you know, repeat myself. It's just it's the same story, it seems like. You know, just a young football team who just doesn't have any consistency yet. You can see flashes of good things. They had two or three really good drives tonight, you know, had a couple turnovers on defense, but just can't put anything together, you know, for four quarters or to sustain a whole drive. And just penalties and kind of the whole, you know, take one step forward and two steps back throughout the game in several different instances. So a really young football team with a brand new entire coaching staff, learning a brand new offense, brand new defense. Got to learn from it and move on.
Yeah, at this point, you're just trying to, you know, count up some of the good things that you've done and try to stack them together and do more.
Yeah.
Do more of those things. You know, you got Coosa coming next week at home, and what we assume should be, could be a winnable game against Coosa, a comparable team.
Yep.
Probably going to be a heck of a ball game.
I think so, too. And don't forget, folks, you know, next week at home against Coosa, that will be Chattooga's final game of the year. It'd be senior night, and Stuga has that strange scheduling deal where they've got a bye week the very last week of the year. So it'll be the last football game of the year for the Indians next week at home against Coosa, senior night. And I think they, like you said, Ben, I think there's a possibility that Indians, you know, come out, play hard, and get a win to end the season, and go into the off season with a little momentum.
Yes, sir, and we talked about it earlier. These Wolverines here, big win tonight, and they're moving on. It's going to be a massive game next week against Pepperell, you know.
Absolutely. That's going to be a huge game for Dade County.
Dade needs them all the way out.
They do. Yeah. That's going to be a huge playoff implication game right there. But thanks for joining in. Thanks to all our sponsors. And for Benton Burge, this is Paul Cavan. We'll see you guys next week for Chattooga Indian Football on WZQZ.
Ben Gross and Jeremy Burke for WZQZ Local News. The Bulldogs pick up a huge region victory over the visiting Pepperell Dragons, 35-14. Burke, that was the score at halftime. We had one of the wildest first halves you could ever imagine. Lots of offense. The second half, it was all defense and all referees.
Yeah, Ben, I tell you, the offense from Tryon just came out clicking that first half. It was like a knife through hot butter. Everything was working. The quarterback keeps, the play action pass game, the ground game with Maddox. I mean, it was all working in the first half, and they were all gas, no break. And again, like you said, it just there were three touchdowns, I think, taken off the board penalties. Or this thing could have been really lopsided.
Toby Maddox had 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns on the night for Tryon. Had a 1-yard touchdown run, a 2-yard touchdown run, another 2-yarder. And a 23-yard screen pass. Cade Smith had a 63-yard touchdown run back in the first quarter. Burke, Cade Smith really was a weapon tonight for trying to run in the football, wasn't he?
Yeah, especially in that first half, Ben. The stat sheet showed, I think he had 137 yards on 8 carries in the first half.
Yeah.
He had 138 yards rushing in the first half.
Well, Burke, also a big credit to the defense. You know, they only gave up 14 points the whole night. And, I mean, this Pepperell team, this is a team that put 35 on Darlington last week. This is a talented team. And Tryon just, man, they brought the fight to them tonight. And, Burke, this was a game that if Tryon lost this game tonight, there would have been no shot at the region championship. Pepperell probably would have wrapped it up. But with the win tonight, Tryon is now first place in the region. And
they got a big game next week.
Yeah, the definition of a trap game next week at Almerchie. And Burke, we know Almerchie is not a bad football team at all.
Oh no, we were talking earlier. Can't go sleepwalking into that one. Looking down the road, Almerchie, is fighting for a spot in this playoff race too. So you know they're going to do everything they can to try to be a spoiler.
Absolutely. Well, Tryon is going to move to 8-0 in the season. Most importantly, 4-0 in the region. And Tryon currently ranked 3rd in the state, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and they pick up a huge win in a game, boy, that Burke, they wanted the crowd to bring the noise this week, and the fans responded. It was a great atmosphere here tonight.
Absolutely. There were cowbells, there were jugs, there were noisemakers. It was all here.
Well, as we were in the fourth quarter there, I know it was about at the start of the fourth quarter. We had 11 penalties on us at the time. I think Pepperell said that they had 4.
Yeah, it was 11-4, and that was probably before the last eight penalties after that.
Yeah,
I would honestly say it was probably close to 20 penalties.
Overall, Tryon probably finished the night with 15 or 16 penalties, and man, they were big, but thank goodness it didn't turn out to affect the outcome of the game.
Yeah, I mean, the PA announcer even comically said some sort of 15-yard penalty, and it was that kind of night. It was like every time something good would happen in the second half, you would immediately look for a flag, and most of the time there was one there.
Well, that was definitely the story of the second half, but it doesn't matter. Tryon gets the win, a huge region win over Pepperell, 35-14. Dogs will go on the road next week at Almerchie as they are seeking their first region championship since 2003, the Dome team that was recognized tonight.
20 years.
But if you want to have a shot at it, you got to win next week at Almerchie. All right, for Jeremy Burke, this is Ben Gross for WZQZ Local News. Tryon gets the win, 35-14 over Pepperell.